بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we had commenced with the tafsir of Surah Al-An'am, and previously we had mentioned a few proofs of the divinity, the oneness, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the last lesson we had discussed with regard to hisab, accountability on the day of qiyamah, and the punishment that awaits those who leave this world without iman, without good a'mal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that مَنْ يُصْرَفْ عَنْهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمَهُ. That person who is turned away from the punishment on the day of qiyamah, he is saved from the punishment on the day of qiyamah, then Allah has shown mercy to such a person. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ. And that is the clear success, that is the yardstick of success, of progress, is that a person is saved from the punishment on the day of Qiyamah. In today's verse, a very important lesson is taught to us, one of the lessons or the fundamental lessons of Iman, of Islam, and that is for a person to have belief and conviction that all conditions, prosperity, adversity, goodness, difficulty, everything comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ. If Allah has to cause any harm to befall you, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ, then there is nobody who can remove it, nobody who can take it away, nobody who can avert it except Him. So if Allah has to send any harm, any difficulty, and this word dur can refer to any type of harm, it can be physical, it can be financial, it can be material, it can be spiritual, any type of harm that comes to a person, then there is nobody who can take it away or avert it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ. And if He has to send any goodness to you, any prosperity, and again, khayr can refer to many different types of goodness, whether it be health, whether it be wealth, etc., then فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Then He has complete power and ability to do whatever He wishes, to do anything. In other words, Allah has the ability to send harm your way, and He also has the ability to send goodness, to send ease, to send prosperity in your direction. So this is one of the fundamental lessons of Iman, of Islam. And we find the famous hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, which we perhaps have heard many times before, where he says, كُنْتُ رِدْفَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that I was seated behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the conveyance. And Abdullah bin Abbas was still a youngster at that point in time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, that ya ghulam inni u'allimuka kalimat, that I want to teach you a few things. And from this we can understand, muhaddithin say, that a youngster of this age, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is addressing him. So these are fundamental lessons of Iman which we should teach to our youngsters, our children as well. And then he says to him, ya ghulam ihfadillah yahfadhka, that oh my young boy, protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen and you will find Allah in front of you. And then he says, إذا سألت فاسأل الله. If you have to ask for anything, then ask only from Allah. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. If you have to seek assistance from anyone, seek assistance from Allah. And thereafter, the last few words of the hadith, which are is the same subject matter that is contained in this verse, he tells him, wa'alam, that understand and realize, anna al-ummah, that the entire world, لَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَيَّنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. If they all have to come together to try and benefit you in any way, لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. They will not benefit you except to the extent that Allah has decreed for you. And وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَيَّضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. If they have to come together to try and harm you, to try and bring you down, then this also they will not be able to harm you except to the extent كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ, that Allah has written against you. And then he says to him, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. The pens have been raised and the pages have dried. What is meant by this is that your predestination, your taqdeer has already been recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amount of benefit that's going to come to you, the amount of harm that is going to come to you, this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find also the masnoon dua after salah. We perhaps hear it after some of the salahs. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the same subject matter that is contained here. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt. We find there were a few duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, generally ulama explained to us that when it comes to our duas after fard salah, then the dua should be delayed till after the sunnat or the nafil. For example, when it comes to zuhar time, maghrib time, isha time, where we have sunnat and nafil after the salah, then the dua is to be made after that. But there were a few adhkar, a few duas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make immediately after the fard salah. And one of these, he would say, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'atayt. Oh Allah, there is no one to prevent what you give. Wala mu'tiya lima mana'at. And there is no one to give that which you hold back. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. And wealth cannot benefit the wealthy person against you. In other words, the person who has wealth, his wealth can only benefit him if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it to benefit him. So this is a great lesson of Iman of Islam. We go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we hear these words, Iman and Yaqeen. To believe and to have conviction, this is what is meant by it. That a person realizes that goodness, harm, benefit, evil, health, sickness, wealth, poverty comes only and solely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He is the supreme being. He is omnipotent. He is above his slaves. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the most wise. He is the all-informed. Allah give us correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ